Hey guys, so it's rainy, and I'm zipped up, nice and snug in a sweatshirt, hoodie. I never know how to classify these things. I guess it changes on where you live. And I'm sitting on my bed, because it's just one of those days where every choice that you make, everything that you do, I'm about to break out into song. Every little thing she does is magic. Okay, I'll stop. That's not even the song I was thinking of originally. Anyway, it all has to boil down to comfort. So, just one of those days. And I figured I hadn't recorded anything in quite some time. And I thought about reading to you guys. I didn't know what to read though. Because I was getting all in my head. I have a lot of plays on my bookshelf. And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Because, oh, you're also going to hear my neighbors. You get to hear, well, maybe you don't, but I get to hear every night the new neighbors below me have a screaming child. Not against children or anything, but it's wearing on me. Maybe that's why I'm in bed at this hour, already in my sweatpants. Lack of sleep. Anyway, what the fuck was I on about? Oh yeah, I like plays, and I'm not a thespian, so I have no idea why I own as many plays as I do. And I was looking at them, and then every time I was starting to read one in my head, I heard the voice of whoever I last saw do the play, or movie, if it got adapted to film, and I'm like, damn, I can't compare with that. So I scrapped that idea, and I moved on to whatever is on the front page. real original. You can tell I put a lot of thought into this. And I opened up, oh fuck, I should have listened to your introduction audio or something. Poppeton Pop has, can we go on like a shortened name basis? Can we be friends like that? Has a some sexy questions for sexy Redditors questionnaire. And it's 9 questions, so I figured that might, God, this sounds so bad. Fill up my I was about to say fill up my my desire to record. I always make a fool out of myself once I hit the record button. But to be fair, I make a fool out of myself every time I open my mouth. Let's just get into it before I do more of that. Question 1. I rolled up my sleeves. Did y'all hear that? I'm getting into this. Okay. Question 1. What made you first want to post on GWA? Curiosity, right? I mean, you spend a certain amount of time listening and enjoying, and then, I mean, as much as I want to be like, oh, I wanted to give back, I think it's just curiosity to see if I could actually accomplish what other people who were posting were accomplishing. So I was curious how everybody be. Yeah. Curious if I'd be able to do that. Sometimes I talk too fast and my lips can't keep up. And then it's obviously a more intimate, more direct route of getting to know someone on here versus just commenting, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with just commenting. I shouldn't even say just, because it's not just a just. There's so many times that I look at posts and I never end up commenting on them, even though they're wonderful posts or like funny or sexy or thought-provoking, and I just get in my head and I don't comment. So I guess this is me like forcefully pushing through that barrier, knowing that I can be quite reserved. I'm rambling. Fuck. Question two. What are people's most common misconceptions about you in real life? Ooh. Sorry. Phone. Question two. What are people's most common misconceptions about you in real life? First thing that comes to mind is that I'm quiet, which isn't entirely false. I tend to be quiet and reserved around people that I don't know that well because I'm generally a socially anxious, did I say that right? Person? I get in my head a lot. Just a nasty habit of thinking that whatever you have to say isn't worth being said, people won't care to hear it. It's something I've gotten a lot better at, but it's definitely something you have to like thoroughly convince yourself of, against, whatever way you want to phrase it, each time you're around new people. So a lot of the time I suck at that, so I don't go around new people in like free time. But yeah, I would say that's a misconception in a way. It's not entirely false, but it's not entirely true about myself, because when I do start to feel comfortable with someone, I'm quite talkative and loud usually. For me, those go hand in hand. And then I don't know if this goes connected to it too, but I feel like some people might perceive that I'm not interested in something or someone because I'm being quiet. And that is definitely a huge misconception. I can't talk. Because I'm a really curious person, and I think things through so much. I get so interested in things. But yeah, I just get in my head and I feel shy kind of exploring or expanding upon them around, is it fair to say strangers? Around new friends. So fuck, I'm such a rambler. I don't know who's gonna listen to this. Question three, what are your three favorite body parts, both on yourself and ones to look for in a partner? Rearranging the order here, because it's easier to answer about other people. Butt-a-putts. What is on a body? Side note, I'm just going to say if you're American, I don't know if they have this in other cultures, but the song when you're a kid to learn about your body parts. This sounds so weird. You get that what is it? Arm bones connected to the wrist bone or whatever. Leg bones connected to the bum bum. However that thing goes. There's some other song I remember listening to, and I'm like, this should be the song that all kids listen to when learning about themselves. It should be the replacement song, because it's, how did it go?
I got my hair, I got my head, I got my brains, I got my ears, I got my eyes, I got my nose, I got my mouth, I got my teeth. I got my tongue, I got my chin, I got my neck, I got my tits, I got my heart, I got my soul, I got my back, I got my ass. I got my arms, I got my hands, I got my fingers, got my legs, I got my feet, I got my toes, I got my liver, got my blood, I got life.
Yeah, they should teach that one to kids instead of the whatever. Okay, what am I on about? Okay, body parts on another person. I'm gonna start off with hands, specifically rough hands. But I know probably you don't think that sounds very inviting. Like, nobody really has a wet dream about sandpaper across their skin. And I get that. And it's not, like, the most comfortable feeling. But, I don't know. It's just something about a man's hands that are weathered and, you know, he uses those hands to create things is a really attractive thing for me to imagine. and I don't know. I like it. Second thing would be butt. I don't really enjoy the look of whatever comedian said this. It really fits. Like a frog standing up on its hind legs. It's like a grandpa where they have no butt. It's just like, it's just these little stick legs and no booty. Where's the fun in that? I've been known to double take on a man passing by with a good butt and jeans. Yeah, okay. Number three. Arms, but not a toned, strong, can pick you up and take you wherever he wants to take you kind of arms, but not like can't really put them to his side because they're too big arms. Like, not that far. And I don't like looking at veins. Grosses me out. So not like the super big veiny arms either. Favorite body parts on myself. I get complimented a lot on my eyes, and I quite like them. They're mostly blue, like a darker blue, and if you look really closely, they have that, like most eyes, it's multicolored, right? So they get, is it turn? Hazel? I don't know, like that golden embery color towards the pupil, and then it goes out towards more blue, and it's pretty. And then is freckles? That's not a body part, but I like mine. I could tell you body parts they tend to gravitate towards, like arms and shoulders and face, but I don't necessarily like my arms, my shoulders, and my face. But I do like the freckles, so that's something. And then, fuck, third body part. I'm just gonna go with hands, because they make me be able to do shit. I'll just go with that. Where am I? Holy shit, sorry. Only on question four. If you could have sex with any fictional characters, who would it be and why? Oh. Uno character, not characters. No orgy happening here. Who would it be and why? The first character that comes to my mind, and I haven't even continued to watch the show. I don't know if it's still on air. I don't know if the whole series is ended. So don't spoiler anything for me. And maybe he turns out to be even more than a dick. More of a dick than he already is. Oh, and let's not even get into the whole I'm not even sure if he's legal thing. I think at where I left off, he was legal. Going to college, maybe. So I'll just keep it at that. Lip Gallagher? I think that's what his name was. From Shameless. Was he the eldest brother? If he wasn't the eldest, he was definitely an older brother. The one who's like a little shit. But smart. I mean, yeah. I guess I just want to have sex with a little shithead. Question 5. What immediately turned you off on a date? Okay. Got it. So, I guess typical dates, right, involve going to a restaurant or something with people who are working there as their job, right? And if the guy that I'm on a date with isn't friendly and polite to the waitress, to the fucking, I don't know, movie ticket salesman, to the... Where else do people go on dates? I just thought of park ranger because I like to go hiking. Not just like polite, but like friendly, because these people are probably bored as fuck at their jobs and usually only talk to people when they're being yelled at. So if they're not nice in that way to whoever's working there, it just rubs me right off. Question 6, are you more of a sub, a dom, or neither way inclined? Probably more of a sub. I have switchy tendencies, but probably more of a sub overall. Question 7, what are the main qualities to look for in a good dessert? Texture? I don't know if that sounds a bit odd. But the texture for whatever it is has to be right. I don't like things to be mushy or soggy or fucking break your tooth or whatever. Like, I mean, certain things have to be one way or the other, obviously. They have to match. The texture has to match. And overall, I appreciate multiple textures in one dessert. Like, I think that's why I don't really like puddings and that sort of thing, or what's an alternative that I could give? Oh, what's it called? Is it called brittle? I can't remember. But if it's like all one side of the spectrum or the other, I just can't tolerate it. I like a mixture. And like other things, I like a mixture of salty and sweet. Question 8, what do you most appreciate about your favorite GWA poster? I really appreciate, and it tends to be those posters who post on GWA and backstage, because obviously the scope of GWA, like OG, the scope of fetishes is humongous, which is awesome. But in general, the scope is quite narrow, so you're just getting can overly sexualized be a thing. Like, sometimes you just need a break from that in general, but also it's nice to hear certain posters who you've fapped to or admired. That's a more pleasant term, that you've admired for a while, and hear them just goofing off or hearing like some of their talents. Would you call it another talent? I don't know. Making a really good GWA audio is difficult. I'd say it's talent worthy. But anyway, I'm rambling again. Especially so if they post something on Backstage or Pillow Talk or whatever the other ones are that I don't necessarily follow, that is super honest and thought-provoking, because one, that takes a lot of guts, and two, it's really nice to, like, on the reader's end or the listener's end, depending on the medium, it's just really nice to see and connect with. Even if I'm not commenting, I should get better at that. So yeah, that's what I most appreciate about my favorites, is their ability to do both. 'Cause that's open. Pretty cool, man. Question 9, let's end on a positive note. What's something to be excited about in your life right now? I think for me, there's nothing like huge. I'm not starting new things necessarily or counting down to something. I think I'm just excited about the shift that I'm making in myself, and I wouldn't even say day to day, because I kind of get off the rails a little bit in my motivation and my dedication, but just trying to focus myself into things that I enjoy and that better me. So yeah, it's something that I haven't done a while, because I've been out of like the education realm for some time, and I just kind of coasted in my day-to-day. Like, I'd do my work, and I'd do social things, and I'd put in all the effort that it takes to just live. And I let certain interests and hobbies kind of dwindle. And I don't know, I just am excited about getting, like, lots of different things. Getting into fitness, but not in a way that intimidates me. Just doing it because whatever activity I'm doing, it makes me feel good. Not worrying about results and that sort of thing. Just kind of improves my mood in that moment, and getting excited about going to the library and checking out shit and exploring novels and recipes and getting excited about watching Nat Geo on a weekend morning. Yeah, this is where my life is right now, but basically just excited about little things that make me smile and make my day better and keep me growing. God, that sounded terrible. Shit, no, we were supposed to end on a positive note. Be positive. Yeah. Here's something positive. You listened all this time, and guess what? It's about to be over. Your pain of listening to me ramble and listen to my neighbors and probably listen to my stomach growl at one point or another is complete. So you deserve an award. And I have to figure out how to turn this